Glory to God. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rainbow Center, all of you fine people and those of you on the internet. This morning, the teaching is called Two Sides of Identity. Two Sides of Identity. We've talked a lot in the last few years about our identity in Christ. We understand that our identity is a foundation. It's foundational for who we are. As a people, we've all spent too many years trying to be something and come into the realization that through trying, we fail. We don't try to do something. We work to discover who we already have been made to be, which is called identity. And in the scriptures, identity comes in two major metaphorical pictures that are vital to have both those halves to fully understand the Christ identity. So, Father, this morning I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Father, I thank you the very eyes of our understandings are being enlightened more and more each day. I thank you, Father, with the words I speak today, you will take those words, and by your Holy Spirit, you will speak to each one of us that which we need for where we are on our journey. Because, God, you always meet us where we're at. And I thank you for that. And I thank you that these words today will meet each one of us where we are at, that we may continue to move forward for your glory. Hallelujah. So, wrote a couple things down here I'll read out. Throughout the years in Christendom, we have heard two main metaphorical pictures depicting the people of God. The most common that we're familiar with is that of a bride. The picture of a bride, which we call ourselves the bride of Christ. Jesus is the bridegroom. We are the bride. Probably the past 60 years, there's been a greater emphasis in many camps on the picture of a son or sonship. So we realize that we are the Son of God. And that's the other picture the Bible shows, because it says that there is one Son, and in that Son, Jesus Christ is the head. So Jesus is the head of the Son, and we are the body. We're the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of Christ. We're the body of Christ. So there's been this metaphorical picture of a son and a metaphorical picture of a bride. Just a few scriptures that talk about that we'll get into. But what I want to say here is that both pictures are correct. Both are correct pictures, but by themselves, they give us an incomplete picture. Both pictures, bride and sonship, are both truth. But by themselves, they are an incomplete picture. And if we do not have the fullness of both pictures, we will at some point find ourselves spiritually limping or being spiritually dysfunctional. Because what is dysfunction? Dysfunction is an overemphasis on a truth. Because if you overemphasize a truth, it becomes error. And that's where dysfunction comes in, spiritual dysfunction. So we want a full picture. We want a full picture. So, as with the common coin, take a loonie or a toonie, a coin, a dollar bill, a dollar coin. As it is with the common coin, we find that the identity of the coin has what? Two sides. In Canada, if it's a dollar coin, one side has the queen. The other side has a bird, what we call the loon. Although both sides are the dollar coin, they have very different representation. And to understand the history of the Canadian monetary system, you have to understand both sides of the coin. Otherwise, you'll have a dysfunctional picture. so it is in the kingdom. As with the common calling, we find that identity has two sides, and it is only through embracing both sides of the coin that we discover the fullness of our identity in Christ. This discovery is mandatory if we are to fulfill our God-given destiny and purpose. So, bride and the son. A couple of scriptures just give you reference that this is actually found in the scriptures. Revelation 21, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, "And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband." 21:9 says of Revelation, "Then one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls containing the seven last plagues came and said to me, 'Come with me, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.'" Now we know the Lamb of God is Jesus. So he says, "I'm going to show you the bride of Jesus." And of course we know that is us. And of course probably the best picture is found in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 32, which we talk about the roles and responsibilities of husbands and wives. And the Apostle Paul goes through about 9 verses, husbands this, wives this, husbands this, wives this. And then verse 32 he says, "But really I'm not talking about husbands and wives. I'm talking about Christ and his church. Christ being the bridegroom, the church being the bride. Christ being the husband, the church being the wife, or the bride." So, there we have 3 scriptures on bride, and of course with the aspect of sons, the most direct scripture we find is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, and we're all familiar with this, we've heard it a few times here, that he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. So, there's a layout for that. I want to go through and just show you some differences between son and bride. And what you're going to find amazing in this is that it applies to all aspects of life. It can apply to many other things, but it first is a spiritual reality that manifests itself on the planet in many ways. So I think the first obvious thing is that son is a male. Bride is a female. So right off the bat we go, there's something different about the two of them. One's a guy, one's a gal. The Bible says that the son sits at the right hand of God. What does the right hand represent in Scripture? Right hand is authority, power. So sons, your sonship is your express representation of authority and power. Well, if the son is the right hand, then what is the bride? The left hand. Left hand, the left hand of God, represents compassion and love. What side is your heart on? Isn't it interesting? Your heart's on the left side. Your heart's not on the right side. You think that was just happen chance of evolution, that your heart's on the left side? No. God placed your heart on the left side for a purpose. You know what that purpose was? If you think about it, think about traditional man throughout the ages. The right arm, which is the authority and power, what do you hold in your right arm in ancient medieval times? Your sword, your weapon. So your right arm was for fighting. And your shield in the left hand, and not just protect you, but protect the other half of you called the woman. So she's behind your shield. She's between your shield and your heart. That's the nurturing side. Yes, guys, we have a nurturing side. So we have between our shield and our heart is our gal. On the right side is our sword, and our sword is to defend and protect, to attack. It's the warrior side. So the right hand, or the male sons, the right hand is a closed fist. Because if you don't have a sword, you give them this. You give them a knuckle sandwich. Right? It's the fist. Again, the fist signifies aggression. It's the authority. It's the power. It's the right side. The left side, the bride, is open hand. The right side is closed hand. The left side is open hand. What is open hand? It's welcoming. Listen, a sword or a fist is not very welcoming. In fact, the sword and the fist says, you cross the line, you're going to hurt. Remember, we're talking the two sides of God here. These are two identities of Christ, of God, that we have to find within ourselves. And I'm showing the both halves here. So in us being a bride, because we are a son and we are a bride. As a bride, we amplify the left hand of God, which is an open hand welcoming people. As a son, we are the right hand of God with the closed fist, protecting people, defending. You will not come in and hurt anybody. I'm going to stop you right here. Both are God. Both are God. What we have in Christendom too often is we have people go way over to the left side or way over to the right side. And you know what's interesting? Let me give you a scripture verse. The Lord says, do not veer to the left or to the right, but go straight down the road. Don't overemphasize bride. Don't overemphasize sonship. It's a mixture of both down the center. You be whatever you need to be in that situation. As a male, sometimes I'm a son, sometimes I'm a bride. I have a leaning towards sonship. My wife has a leaning towards brideship. Because she's female and I'm male. But yet, it's all one of picture. All the bride of Christ dwells within me as all the Son of God dwells within my wife. We express it, we tend to express more than one or the other, but as a couple or as a corporate people, we must express the fullness of both. And ideally, we should express the fullness of both in our own lives. That's the ideal. Let's continue on here. Sonship brings security. Because when you're between that, when you get between that warrior and that sword, you feel safe. Right? That sword's before you. That's protecting you. It brings security. So sonship brings security. Brideship brings nurturing. Because the open hand welcomes and the open hand takes care of. So as being Christ's expression on the earth, we need to have an open hand towards people. And we have to nurture people. At the same time, we have to, while we're nurturing them, we have to pull out the sword and protect. Who do you protect people from? Themselves. And that's why people get confused sometimes. Well, you're helping me, but now you're bringing this sword out. What's going on here? I'm protecting you from you, because the enemy that's attacking you is inside of you. So you bring the sword. And we know from a scriptural standpoint, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, it says, and the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So the scriptures, that's why with kids in Sunday school, we say, everybody hold up your sword. They all hold their Bible up. That's their sword. That's their weapon to fight. When the enemy attacks your mind, you attack him with the scriptures. When Jesus was in the desert, tempted by the devil, and the devil attacked him, he fought the devil by this: it is written. He pulled out his sword, the word of God, and he defeated the devil with "it is written," the sword of the Spirit. A son brings accountability. A bride brings acceptance. A son brings accountability. A bride brings acceptance. Both are needed. Everything I'm sharing here, you can't have one without the other. If you want to be healthy and whole, you need both. Son brings accountability. The bride brings acceptance. The son is a warrior. The bride is a lover. So sonship is about warring. Brideship is about loving. A good example of loving is if you read the book of the Song of Solomon. The whole book is about a love affair between the king and the Shunammite woman. And it's a picture of Christ and the church. Christ is the king. We are the Shunammite woman. And this love affair that's going on, it's probably, there isn't a love story movie out there that has as much passion as the Song of Solomon. It's an amazing book to read. For you gals, it is the ultimate chick flick. I'm not kidding. You read the Song of Solomon, read it in a modern translation, you'll melt reading it. It's all about the king pursuing this beautiful woman. The king is Jesus, and we're the woman. And how that king, how Jesus is intoxicated with your beauty. He's intoxicated with your beauty. It actually talks about the aroma that he smells. You know, I don't know if it's her shampoo or not, but it's you know. But it talks all these very things. That's brideship. Brideship is your love affair with God. Sonship is your soldiership in the kingdom. It's all inclusive in one. Sons are initiators. Brides are responders. What does a bride do? A bride responds to the love that comes from her bridegroom. She's a responder. She responds to the love. A son is initiator. He wears his armor and he goes out and defends. He steps out first. Sonship provides and brings provision. Brideship prepares and makes ready. The scripture says the bride prepares herself and makes herself ready. So as the bride of Christ, in our journey with God, we're always preparing ourselves and making ourselves ready as a bride adorns herself for her bridegroom. So I choose not to do certain things in my life because I want to be prepared for my bridegroom. It's not the have-tos, it's the want-tos. You know, the bride wants to look beautiful for her bridegroom. She wants to adorn herself. Why? Because of all the love he pours on her. Because she is so engulfed in his love, she just more wants to please him because he loves her so much. And that whole heart, that whole brideship heart that's within each one of us, is what reaches out to people and is what loves people and what accepts people, what nurtures people. It's the love of God. It's the left hand of God. We can look at it this way too. Remember that God is all male and all female. God's not half male, half female. He's all male and all female. And when we talk about seeing God's face, we realize that half of God's face is male and half of God's face is female. I would tend to say the right half is male and the left half is female. I could be wrong on that, but that just seems logical to me. So to embrace, to see God face to face, you have to look at God through the lens of sonship and through the lens of brideship to get the full picture of who God is. What has happened in religion over the years is we have an emphasis on one side or the other. If we emphasize strictly sonship, we'll end up becoming very harsh and legalistic. If we only emphasize brideship, we'll find ourselves compromising and accepting anything. Because like in the natural, what a son, and I didn't put it on the list here, but you can continue on this list going down here. Sonship is discerning. Has the grace of discernment. Brideship doesn't discern very well. And therefore, if we're heavy on brideship, we can end up in deception. If we focus strictly on sonship, we'll end up off into self, of who I am. Because sonship is all about who you are in Christ. Brideship is more of what I find in him. Because brideship is all about him. Sonship is all about what he's made in me. And again, we need that balance of both. It's a divine balance to get the full picture of our identity, because there's two sides of identity. You are the son of God. You are the bride of God. So as a son, we need to live like this. But also as a bride, we need to live like this and find that divine balance between the two to incorporate both to find the fullness of life. Because sometimes sonship is going to rise up in your life. Other times, brideship is going to rise up. I watch myself. There's times where I just feel absolute compassion for people. What is that? That's the brideship rising up in me. There's other times I draw out my sword. And I'm going to deal with something. What's that? Sonship. We need the balance of both. So, Father, I thank you today. Lord, I just thank you. You do help us in processing this, to allow this reality to unfold into our lives, that we can experience and live out this in its totality in serving your purpose and your plans here in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.